בוקר טוב, חודש טוב, ערב שבת שלום. פרשת משפטים ושקלים. So this year, הקדוש ברוך הוא, the biggest ברכת הידיעות that I can give all of us is that unfortunately, last year in the middle of ארבע פרשיות, we got cut short, שמירחם, if you remember. Yeah. We got the שקלים and זכור, but פרה and החודש didn't end up working out, שמירחם ויצאים. ברקדוש ברוך הוא יזכנו בזאת השם השנה. First of all, to be מסיים כל ארבעת הפרשיות בציבור, and also כל התורה כולה בזאת השם. טוב. So, as follows. We begin this week with פרשת שקלים, which is, everybody knows, is famous גמרא, מסכת מגילה דף ט"ז. The גמרא says, גלוי וידוע לפני מי שאמר והיה העולם, שעתיד המן לשקול 10,000 שקלים. Right? The Haman Arasha weighed 10,000 shekalim, against Am Yisrael. So he says, Mutav sheyekdimu shiklehen lishkalav. It would be better for Am Yisrael to preemptively weigh their shkalim before his, so that it can offset. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is always makdim refu'a lamaka. HaKadosh Baruch Hu always preempts the healing before the wound, before the hit. So over there we're saying, and that's why we know Bezat Hashem right after or even right before Pesach, we're starting the next Masechet in Dafayomi after Pesachim Shkalim. The very first Mishnah in Masechet Shekalim says Be'echad be'adar mashmi'in ala shekalim, which means that since Am Yisrael have to bring their shekalim on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, Halacha dictates that Beddin would begin announcing throughout Am Yisrael, okay, Rabotai, start gathering the machatzit shekel, and everybody come to donate. And so that by the time Rosh Chodesh Nisan comes, Rosh Chodesh Nisan marks a new year in terms of korbanot, which means that the korbanot have to come from Truma Chadasha, which means from fresh funds. And those fresh funds, where would they purchase korbanot tzibur from in the Beit HaMikdash to be mezakeh everybody? They would use the machatzit shekel. So by the time Rosh Chodesh Nisan came, they had to use these shkalim, so they told told Am Yisrael to start collecting them from Rosh Chodesh Adar to give people a month in advance time to get it ready. So that's really, and because of that, that's why Be'emet, many people start donating their zechel machatzit shekel. The Geonim write that a person should be very careful not to call it machatzit shekel. This Shuvat Geonim, Geonim Mizrach u'Ma'arav, that says, you know, this is a very, very common mistake. Yeah, and I'm sure Chanukah can tell you, right? People say machatzit shekel, ze lo nachon. It's incorrect. Why? Huh? Machatzit shekel is a coin that's consecrated to Beit HaMikdash. That's not where it's going. Okay, as we're going to speak about soon. So therefore, you have to tell people or write on the thing, zechel machatzit shekel. Bedi avad. Maran zechon ol v'racha writes in Chazon Ovadia that if a person called it, and you know, as much as you talk about it, and as much as you write it, it's still going to happen. Oh, yeah, machatzit shekel, machatzit shekel. So, if it's really hekdesh, anybody or anything but, however, mikol makom, we understand that people's intention is not to consecrate it to Beit HaMikdash. They're just, the same hold. There's a famous halacha, and siman, in Hilchot Pesach, that a person's not supposed to say basar ze la Pesach. Oh, getting meat for Pesach. I'm not supposed to say that. Why? Because it's nira ke makdish kadashim b'chutz. It looks like he's consecrating outside. You're eating shanaim. Rather, what are you supposed to say? Either don't say anything at all, just go by, or if you say, you know, this meat is for Yom Tov. B'di'avad, what happens if a person did say this meat is for Pesach? We understand that most people understand Pesach to mean the holiday as opposed to the Korban. And therefore what? B'di'avad, post facto, it doesn't become consecrated. The same thing b'di'avad with regards to the Zechel Machatzit Shekel, but preferably it should be explained to the Kahal, commemorative and not actual. So now, so he says like this. There's a very interesting This minhag of zechel lemachatzit ha-shekel didn't make it into the Rambam, didn't make it even into the Shulchan Aruch. The first place we have in contemporary poskim that speaks about this minhag of zechel lemachatzit ha-shekel, I'll show you soon how omitted by the Rambam, you see Sfaradim, the minhag of zim. Well, what do I mean much more into it? I'll tell you what. We give more, and I'll tell you. In Siman, Tafresh, Tzadidah. Now again, Matanot Le'Avyonim. So over there, obviously, Matanot, okay, on Yom HaPurim, Matanot Le'Avyonim is obligatory. How much? We'll speak about that next week. Somebody had asked me, Bezat Hashem, as part of the... as part of the shiur next week for SBM, I'll give maybe a quick synopsis of Megillat Esther and common pitfalls in Bikduk in Megillat Esther that can be poselet akriya. Yeah, that can make a person not be yotzei dechova. Mistakes that I've heard. I've gotten calls from Baalei Koreim. Say, can you give a shiur on, top 10 mistakes in Megillat Esther that invalidate the kriya? אז אמרתי, בלי נדר בסדר, אין בעיה. טוב, זה חשוב זה. מה אתה שואל אותי זה? So it says like this. You have Rabbi Mansour, what do you need me for? Now. But to see. Anyway, so he says like this, Rabotai. Says the Rama. Okay. Here we go. יש אומרים שיש ליתן... קודם הפורים, מחצית מן המטבע הקבוע באותו מקום, ובאותו זמן, זכן המחצית השקל שהיו נותנים באדר. ומאחר שגימל פעמים כתוב תרומה בפרשה, יש ליתן גימל. ויש ליתן... Okay, so first of all, ברמה quotes, מורדכי. מורדכי, בגדולי פוסקי האשכנזים, he was one of the בעלי התוספות, רבנו מורדכי בר הלל אשכנזי. He was תלמיד אב מהר"ם מרוטנבורג, contemporary of the Rosh, he and his whole family were murdered in a pogrom, massacred of Kiddush Hashem. Anyway, so the Mordechi, most of his halachot are based on Maharam Mirotenburg. So he says over there, the minhag is to collect money for Zechel Machatzit HaShekel since it went on during Adar. And he says, how much? The Rama says, here, Machatzit min ha-matbeya ha-kavua be-oto makom. Half of the going currency in that place, which means, in America, how much would that be? Half of the currency, 50 cents. And is there a 50 cent coin in America? Yeah, I mean, there is, yeah. Huh? It's a half dollar. It has Kennedy on it. They have a half dollar coin, sure. You can go to the bank and get it very easily. Huh? Half dollar? You can get it. Go to the bank. Anyway, that's that. And in Israel, what is it? Half a shekel. They have half shekel coin, which means, and how much do you have to give since the Torah in the beginning of Parashat Kitisa, which is Parashat Shkalim, the Torah says, Truma, 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 three times, Truma Tashem, comes to teach me that you have to give three of those coins, which means maximum, according to the Rama, B'Shem HaMordechi, how much are they giving? If you're an Ashkenazi living in America, max, how much are you giving?
$1.50.
And according to, and if you're Ashkenazi living in Israel, shekel 50, yeah? Shekel and a half. Come on, shekel v'chetzi. So that's how much they give, and that's be'emet minhag Ashkenazim. Ein yoter mize. Now, however, comes the Kaf Chaim on the spot, and he quotes Shelot u'tshuvot Bet David mikadmonei poskei Sfaradim, and the Bet David says no. He says if we're donating money that is supposed to be commemorative of the machatzit ha-shekel, so we have to see. Let's find out how much the machatzit ha-shekel really was. Now. He says, he makes the cheshbon, he comes out, that the machatzit ha-shekel, bizman shebet ha-mikdash kayam, he says, the whole mathematical equation, it came out to 3 dirhim. The weight, the machatzit ha-shekel was made out of what? What kind of metal was it? Silver. 3 dirhim of pure silver was the machatzit ha-shekel. A whole shekel was 6 dirhim. Half a shekel was 3. How much is a dirhim? They found out, we've spoken about this because it's a measure of weight and or volume with regards to many of the shiurim of the Torah. because the Rambam, the Shulchan Aruch brings it down all the time, dirham mitzri, how much is that? Comes out to approximately 9 grams. So now, if you happen to have in your back pocket 9 grams of pure silver, matovu manaim, donate that, zecher lemachatzit ha-shekel. And if not, what do? You donate the value, the monetary value of 9 grams, 3 dirham or 9 grams of pure silver. Now, how much is that? I don't know if you've been following.
Depends what shul you go to.
So listen very carefully. I don't know if you've been following closely the price of precious metals, but ever since the pandemic hit, you know what happened to precious metals? Zoom. Went up. Now, gold for sure, but even silver. This morning, as again, these things, you have to make the cheshbon the day you plan to give, because these things change every day. I don't check it every day. I check it before I give it. I happen to have been giving a shir on it today, so I checked it today. This morning, now again, for anybody who knows anything about precious metals, you can ask Mikey. The silver is traded in troy ounces. Every troy ounce is 31.1 grams. Now, this morning, based on the cheshbon, 1 gram of silver is 87 cents. 87 cents, that's expensive. 87 cents for a gram of silver. Multiply that it's about 760, whatever, round it to the number. According to the Chaim Nisfaradim, Maran Zichrono Bracha, Chaim Palachi, all of the Poskim Nisfaradim should be looking to donate the value of 9 grams of, if silver is closer to Purim, $8 per person. Joe.
Yes. Yes,
well, no. 3 is only the half currency in the place. So 3 that say 3 half dollars, 3 half shekel, whatever it is. But for the Sfaradim, so what do? Which is $8 roughly. Last year is about 5 or 6. This in Manas. Now, so he says very carefully, Rabotai, 9 grams is the equivalent of 3 dirham. Never been to Egypt? Dirham is. What do you mean you're not allowed to? The Rambam himself went to Egypt. Yeah. Anyway, Mikol Makom. There's a whole tshuva in Yichavedat about that. The Rambam writes about himself why he was allowed to go back to Mitzrayim. What's the halacha? Why? Parnasa. Yeah, that's called the Yiridat Mitzrayim.
Rav Avadia too, no?
Bringing Mitziat Mitzrayim. I don't think they do it. Pesach programs in Mitzrayim. Pyramid. Anyway, Mikol Makom. Tov, aval. Right, and there's like a dramatic reenactment of the makot and stuff like that. Anyway, to aval takshivu to. So now you have this thing. You have the Sfaradim over here. Tazim in America are getting out. Sfaradim kol echad noten $8. So now, the poskim Sfaradim, Matei Yehuda Ayash and others write, in the siman Tafres Tzadidale, the Kav Chaim brings it down lalacha, wherever possible, Sfaradim, to both worlds, which is to donate the higher value of 9 grams of silver in coins. Now, how do you get in 3 coins? If you're in Israel, so how much is about $8 shekel, 25. So can you get that amount in coins? Yeah, 10 shekel coins and a 5 shekel coin. Or if you want to be really large, 3 10-shekel coins. So over there, you can make it. But over here in the United States, there's no coin that'll make you get to the sum of $8 with 3 coins. It doesn't exist. So therefore, over there, Maran Zichrono Bracha says, so it's very interesting. The Yaskil Abdi says, if you can't reach it with 3 coins, if you can't reach that amount, you can't use Shvei Kesef. You can't use its monetary equivalent. And he says, relax. That's not. Why? There's a $5 coin? coin. Matbea. Yes, there's no such thing. Huh? So that's the question, whether bills can be used to substitute the coins. The Yaskin Abdi says no. Yeah, for instance, Bizman, why did the Yaskin Abdi say that? He said, Bet HaMikdash Kayam, when they came to collect the machat, everybody. Guy says, I don't have the machatzita shekel coin. Let me give you a loaf of bread instead, the value. Or let me give you a bill. They didn't have bills then, but no, you're not Yotze the Mitzvah. To be Yotze the Mitzvah, you need the actual coin. So to over here, to be Yotze the Minhag, so you need a coin also. Maran Zichron Baruch Hu, Chazon Avadia, he rebuffs that and he says, okay, by the actual mitzvah, Shamati, this is not the actual mitzvah. This is just a minhag. It's a coin. And because minhag best, you know what I'm saying? Even to fulfill this minhag, is a lotov. Didn't fulfill the minhag. It's not the end of the world. So that's with regards to that. Now, so therefore, La Lacha, Maran Zichron Baruch Hu brings down, now again, especially now with pandemic times, $8 per person, and as we'll get to it in a moment, although the machatzita shekel bizman bet hamikdash was collected from whom?
Men.
Only men. Above what age?
13, 20?
Machloket?
Zero.
20, what is it, 21? Alcohol? Mazik. Anyway, bekitzur, and that's alcohol, mummy. Anyway, Tachib, so and don't hate on the alcohol. It's an essential business. You know, in New York State, when all the shuls and the schools and everything was closed, what stayed open as essential businesses? Liquor stores and abortion clinics. Zagam, essential businesses. Anyway, so he says like this. So, Joe, that's your New York State. New York State.
That's what Trump says. Trump attacked him because of that.
Abortion clinic. Shamata.
Yeah, that's what he said. So shuls can be open, but these stupid abortion clinics will be open.
Anyway, Bekitsur, Rabotai, listen very carefully. And what were you doing abortion for? For the illegals. Anyway. Mamash. Kizdom hayinu la'amora diminu. There's a pasuk in Yishaya. This is not Sdom la'amora. This is worse. זה סדום העמורה. Anyway, מכל מקום, huh? You said that? What do you mean? That this is סדום? זה פשוט, open your eyes. Open your eyes. טוב, אבל מכל מקום רבותיי, so now, women, according to Torah law, I'll get back to the age soon, but according to Torah law, women are patur from מחצית השקל. It says כל זכר. It says only כל זכר לגולגלותם. Every male, females are patur. Nevertheless, the Rama brings down Meferush. He says, here, I'm sorry, not the Rama, the Mishnah Berurah brings down as follows. Yeah. Ve'eliyahu Rabba katav, kol ze midina, aval haminhag u'liten afilu be'ad banav haktanim ve'isha me'oberet be'ad valda. And he says that the Kav Chaim brings this down also la'alacha. Everybody should preferably give or have zecher lemachatzita shekel given on their behalf, since the Torah clearly says that zecher lemachatzita that machatzita shekel comes with something else. Lechaper al nafshotechem. It's an element of kapara. So it's a kapara for women, it's a kapara for children. Not only that, the Mishnah Berurah brings down that it's a minhag to give even for unborn children, for fetuses in their mother's wombs. And guess what? So you give that just like you do kaparot for unborn children also. It's the same idea, even though by Torah law not. Now, what did you ask before? Yeah, there's a machloket haposkim. At what age did they start giving machatzit shekel? The Torah says, yeah, tiftach chumash, ma katuv? In chumash? Tiftach kitisa tikra. What is it? Beginning of Parashat Kitisa. Cool. Says the Torah. What age do you say? Kol ha'over al ha'pikudim ibn 20 shana v'ma'ala. Katuv, age 20. Says the Ramban, the Ra'av, Rabbeinu Ovadia Mibartinura, they both say, Mitzvat Machatzit HaShekel starts at the age of 20. Comes the Rambam and all the other poskim and say, Ma Pit'om, that's only the Trumata Adanim, the very first Machatzit HaShekel collection in history. Yes. 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 So now listen to this. What was the very first Machatzit HaShekel collection in history? What did it go for? Trumat Ha'adanim. They collected the silver, they melted it down, and they made the sockets for the krashim, for the beams of the Mishkan. In general, that's not what the Machatzit HaShekel went for throughout history. Like we said, what did the Machatzit HaShekel go for? To fund Korbanot Tzibur. Says the Rambam, every other time besides for that first collection, Mitzvat Machatzit HaShekel applies from the age of 13. Machloket Rishonim. Says the Rama, very interestingly, he says, listen carefully. Ve'eno chayav litino rak mishehu miben 20 shana v'ma'ala. The Rama says, only 20-year-olds and above have to give. Whoa, says the Mishnah Berurah. That's according to the Shita of Rabbeinu Ovadia Mibartinura, who says that even the Truman, all the time the Machatzit HaShekel was miben 20. But if you hold like the Shita that says 13, then you should be mitchayev at 13 also for the minhag. And be'emet, the Mishnah Berurah holds like that. And la'alacha, the Chazon Ovadia brings down that everybody, preferably based on, especially the Mekubalim who say, the Kaf Chaim brought down, that it is a kofir nefesh, it is meant as a kapara, it's meant as an atonement for the soul, anashim, nashim, vataf. Men, women, and children should be instructed to give zecher l'machatzit HaShekel. Now, that being said, $8 per person if you're Sfaradi. If you have bli'ayin hara, you have a nice amount if you're the head of the household, and you have no girls to everybody based on this. It can turn out to be quite an expense. Yeah. So if that's the case, what can you do? Says Manan Zichron Abracha, if money is tight, you can always go one level down, which means if possible to give for yourself the prescribed amount, which if you're Sfaradi is $8. For the rest of the family, maybe give according to the Rama, according to the other Shitot, $1.50, right? 3 chatzei matbea. And even if that's too much, then even for yourself, give $1.50, gimel chatzei matbea. And even if that's too much, says Manan Zichron Abracha, if a person's mamash miskin ani, ma'iten afilu pruta. Even 1 cent, zecher l'machatzit HaShekel, also does something better than nothing. There's a few levels. Everybody has to make the cheshbon where they're holding, but a person doesn't have to kill himself over zecher l'machatzit HaShekel. Now, certainly, we're going to speak about, with regards to matanot le'avyonim, there is no minimum amount for matanot le'avyonim. So, according to the letter of the law, Rashi, Beritba, and others, Manan Zichron Abracha brings down Chazon Ovadia, 1 penny can make you yotze matanot le'avyonim. 1 penny to 2 aniyim, you yotze matanot le'avyonim. Yeah, that's fine. But I'll get to that in a second. But it would seem a little bit counterintuitive to give more money towards Zecher L'Machatzit HaShekel than to Matanot La'Avyonim. Why? Zecher L'Machatzit HaShekel is only a minhag. Matanot La'Avyonim is a chova. It's obligatory. Although the sum is not obligatory, there's no minimum, but it seems a little funny. It's like the people who are Makpid Rav Chalav Yisrael, B'na' Yashan. Pat Yisrael. It's a little funny to give more for something that's only a minhag than to give more for something that's again, it's not me'akev et ha-mitzvah, aval mikol makom kach ha-yasa. Somebody had a question? Yeah.
You have to give for children on the bar mitzvah?
Preferably. It's not a chiyuv.
Right, the minhag of being over bar mitzvah is giving itself?
No. If you're the head of the household, you're supposed to cover everybody in the household, regardless of age. That's what we're saying, because it's an element of kapara. Now, again, like we said, we're going to speak about matanot le'avyonim next week, which is another big thing. But it's like we said, if you're giving $8 for zecher l'machatzit HaShekel, it's a little bit funny to give less for matanot le'avyonim, because that's kind of it's mevazeh the mitzvah. Yeah, matanot le'avyonim is not a minhag. It's a mitzvah mamash. Mitzvah midver sofrim, but a mitzvah. So a person should take that into consideration. Now, Rabotan, At what point, Mikey asked before, at what point is it the most preferable to give? So the Rama brings down over here, V'yesh liteno b'leil purim kodem shemitpalelim mincha. Or it should say over here really, yeah. Huh? Leil purim, yeah. Now, not only that, the Kaf Chaim brings down that it's better to give it on Ta'anit Estir before mincha, because the zechut, while you're still fasting, because the zechut of the ta'anit joins with the zechut of the tzedakah, because zechel machatzit shekel goes to tzedakah, and then you have a double whammy, you have the ta'anit and the tzedakah coming together, zechitum. That's why many shuls, they have, you know, after mincha, before megillah, that's already, people are already, you know, once the sun goes down, people are already grumpy to start arvit, they're fasting. So you want to start arvit, megillah tester, vezelech habayta. So over there, it's better, you know, sof ma'aseh v'machshava techila, kol kal ya'asu kacha, is what I did in my shul. It works very well. You tell them, rabotai, zechel machatzit shekel, yeah, you come 15, 20 minutes, half an hour before mincha, come, pay your dues vezeh, sit down, relax, take it easy. That way, right from mincha, streamline right into arvit, kriyat megillah, and everybody's happy. Because if you take a break between mincha and arvit, and then it starts taking too long, so then, you know, first of all, there's Torah Tzibur. And when there's Torah Tzibur, people usually get kind of restless and talking and whatever. And people are fasting. Especially when men are fasting, Tzarech Lizahir. I'll tell you, by Shidduchim, everybody knows. Every intelligent woman knows that the way to her husband's heart is through his stomach. So now, that's why. That's what every kala, every normal kala teacher will say. If a wife wants something, you know, you want a matana, you want a trip, you want a niyodama, you want a piece of jewelry, you want something, ma? After dinner. Make dinner, huh? This is aleph bet of marriage. Anyway, bikitzur. So, aval mikol makom, the baal has to be tzach latit. 2 days ago in the daf, the Gemara spoke of, if you remember, the Mishnah spoke about tzaykanim. You know what's tzaykanim? The cheapos, the mofters. Yeah, anyway, Chamin Tzion, Zechet Tzadik Livracha, in Or Letzion Chochma Musar, he says, the worst midah. Remember, I'm telling, either you're married or you're Bezat Hashem going to be there soon. But Chamin Tzion says, the number one marriage killer, midah, to kill marriage, is being cheap. He says, why? He says, mitiv'am, from their nature, women are allergic, spiritually allergic, to men who are miserly. They hate it, and it's disgusting in their eyes. And when they see that, now again, obviously, it goes without saying that there's a big difference between being cheap and being financially responsible and intelligent. There's, you know, it goes without saying, that's obvious. But what? Chametz Chaim says a chidush. He says that if somebody's wife asks them for something, we're not talking about, you know, give me a credit card to go, you know, swipe all day at the mall. No. Person's wife asks for something, beged chadash, or for the children, or whatever it is, even if a person can't really afford it, b'shem ha'shalom bayit, he says meforash, give it to her. And because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows you're doing it to keep the peace, HaKadosh Baruch Hu yimaleh et ha'chisanon. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will foot the bill. The chazak meod. Now again, obviously, use judgment. You know what I'm saying? You have to know. You know, but besides for the fact that a lot of people forget, I tell people all the time, you know, people, when it comes to Sukkot, Pesach, there's a lot of expenses. Nachon? Sukkah, velulav, etrogim, people sometimes pay hon to'afot for etrogim. For matzot, forget about it. Pesach shopping, you know, anything you buy for Pesach is automatically, with that, you don't even have to look at the price. It's already three times the price. Nachon? Kacha zeh. Nachon, lo nachon, that's story of our lives. Okay? People are mehadir. They want to buy matzah. They want to buy matzat mitzvah, kshira, la mehadrin, yafeh me'od. You spend so much on the mitzvot of the chag, and sometimes people are negligent about one of the most important mitzvot. That's what? V'samachta b'chagecha. The Torah says, what simcha is there? Says the Gemara, En simcha ela bebasar vayayin. There's only simcha with meat and wine. Machloket haposkim, the Bet Yosef in Siman Taf Kuf Chaf Tet, brings down Da'at Rambam's that even nowadays, basar and yain is mideoraita. Bet Yosef argues on the Rambam and he says, ma pitom, basar is talking about zivchei shlamim, it's talking about the basar of the korbanot. So nowadays, meat is only midrabbanan. Says the Gemara, nashim bemaka mesamechan, what are you going to gladden women with? Says the Gemara, bevigdei tzivaonim, retachshitin vigdei tzivaonim, right, all sorts of jewelry and nice clothing and stuff like that. That never changed. Which means that meat, people spend on meat and seudot v'zedet, that's only midrabbanan hom to'afot. And when it comes to mitzvah mideoraita v'samachta b'chagecha l'nashim, which is still deoraita, to buy them begadin yafim, tachshitin yafim, whatever it is, over there they forget. Forget, they skimp. Make the cheshbon. Make the cheshbon, people. He can't forget. Or they chop liver. Ma pitom. The Torah, people, you know, mistakenly always take the Torah out of context, that the Torah kind of chas v'shalom, you know, puts women aside. Ma pitom, chas v'shalom, Moshiv ya'ken et ha'bayit, em ha'banim simecha, hallelujah, we just read this morning in Halil. The women are the most, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Am Yisrael in Har Sinai, kotomar levet Yaakov, v'taged livnei Yisrael, says Rashi HaKadosh, mi ze bet Yaakov? Mi ze bet Yaakov? Enu anashim, says Rashi. Hashem knew that if he wants to get to the men, who does he have to talk to first? To the women. Misha Omer, whoever says that the Torah is chauvinistic or chas v'shalom, all sorts of different kfirot, that's exactly what it is. Kfira and shtuyot. Zayamit. The Torah, everybody, just like any other army, right? Imagine you have this guy, he's in the Navy, right? He's a sailor. All of a sudden he says, he wakes up one morning, he takes off his white uniform, he says, I'm going to fly the plane. Hello, hello, relax. No, no, you don't have any training in flying. You're not a pilot. I'm flying the plane. Okay, you want to die? Go. That's exactly, Am Yisrael is also split up into armies. That's the way Am Yisrael works, yeah? There's different things, the different sections of Am Yisrael. We have 12 Shvatim. In the Shvatim, men have one job, women have another job, children have another job. Everybody in Am Yisrael has a job. And when you to have an effective army, everybody has to be working together, but focused on their own, you know, in their own tafkid. Am Yisrael is the same thing. We're Tzivot Hashem. We have to be working together, but everybody focused. That's why there's no one derech of Avodat Hashem. There's no one derech of, you know, there's different ways to reach derech ha'olah bet'in. So, we come back to the subject in hand, Rabotai. So, the Ashkenazim, by the way, many Ashkenazim, they do it either right before Kriyat HaMegillah, collect the Zechel Machatzit HaShekel funds, or they do it, the Magen Avraham, the Mishnah brings down Magen Avraham, that they collected by day. The point is, why? Because we do it, it reminds people when you read the Megillah, Va'aseret alafim ki karkesef eshkol, u'shkalim gara ofset haman harasha, so you do it then. Aval, like we said, minhagenu, right, davar ba'ito matov, a person should try to do it before mincha shel ta'anit Esther, you save yourself time afterwards and you save yourself needless Torah tzibur. Now, also very important is where this money should be, where it should go. Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi in his sefer Ruach Chaim, there's two sefer Ruach Chaim. Ruach Chaim Palachi, which is written by Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi as a commentary on Shulchan Aruch, and there's another Ruach Chaim written by Rabbeinu Chaim Belazner as a perush on Pirkei Avot. We're talking about not Ruach Chaim Mivalozhin, we're talking about Ruach Chaim Palachi. So he writes that since this money nowadays, Zechel Machatzit HaShekel, is tzedakah. Now, tzedakah can go to many different things. But if you focus on the pasuk, the Torah says, lechaper al nafshotechem, to serve as an atonement for your souls. There is one kind of tzedakah, says Rabbeinu Chaim Palachi, that serves to cleanse the soul more than anything else. You know what that is? Yeah. Giving money to hachzakat Torah, to supporting Torah study, which means whether it's a supporting a needy Talmid Chacham or an institution of Talmid Chachamim, there's no lack of institutions that harbor Torah study that need assistance. Okay, there's yeshivot, there's kolelim, there's plenty of there's individual needy talmid chachamim. Anything that a person could do to merit hachzakat Torah, that is the biggest kofer nefesh that a person can achieve ba'olam hazeh, is supporting Torah study. As the Gemara in Masechet Sota, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Bet, the Gemara tells a story of Shimon Achi Hananiah, right? You remember, Ryan? As opposed to Hillel Veshevna. Shimon Achi Hananiah, in the Mishnah and in the Gemara, there is a person, a Tana, who is named after his brother. Says the Gemara, why in the world would we name a person after his brother? In general, in the Torah, in the Talmud, when we name a person, how do we name them? Based on their father. So why are we starting to, Mapitom, we're calling this Tana after his brother? No, says the Gemara, he had a special zechut. Because Shimon was Tan Chacham, his brother Hananiah was a businessman. And his brother said, no one, let me support you. I'll take care of you. You learn? Says the Gemara, you know why we call him Shimon Achi Hananiah? Because the zechuyot are split half and half, and therefore anything that Shimon achieved is because of Hananiah's assistance and his zechut. Wherever Shimon goes, Hananiah goes. Shimon Achi Hananiah, as opposed to, says the Gemara, Hillel v'Shevna. Although later on in life, Hillel Azaken became a tremendous ashir. He became the nasi of Am Yisrael. Everybody knows the famous Gemara Masechet Pesachim Daf Mem Dalet. We know, how did Hillel become the nasi? You remember? There is a story. They came, Hillel came from Babel, and he didn't, they were stuck. The Nasi'im at the time were B'nei Betera. Yeah, huh? So now, there was a Safek. They didn't know if the Shechitat Korban Pesach is Dochet HaShabbat, and all of Am Yisrael was confused, and they didn't know. Who came to save the day? Hillel Azaken. Hillel Azaken said, yes, it does. He told them, that's what I learned from Shmaya Vavtalion. They saw he was such a Chacham. They said, look at this, B'nei Betera, who were the Nasi'im at the time, they resigned, and they said, you be the Nasi. That takes strength of character, you know, to realize that somebody's greater than you, and to resign a position of power, letovat, somebody that's greater in the Torah, that's anava gdola. So they resigned, they gave it to him. So eventually, with the Nasi'ut, comes power, influence, honor, and money. Yeah, it's a paying job. Hillel became very rich. Later on, but it wasn't always that way. Everybody knows that Hillel HaZaken, the Gemara Masechet Yoma, the Flamed Bet, the Gemara says that one time it was snowing outside, Hillel HaZaken used to work for one terpeik a day. He used to make one coin a day. What did he work as? He was a wood chopper, a carrier. Half of that went to his family. Half of that went to an entrance fee. It was like a subway by the Bet Midrash. He had to put in a token to get into the Bet Midrash. Can you imagine? Can you imagine, yeah, Netanel, if you had to make a token to get into the shul? Now, forget about token. Now you have to give people breakfast for them to come. In those times, yeah. Poppers, yeah, nachon. Poppers can't save Yiddishkeit. They do. Anyway, mikol makom. So now, but in those times, you had to pay to get into the Beit HaMidrash. So you used to, huh?
You said pay the guard.
Pay the guard, yeah. So the guard was there, and Hillel used to spend half of his daily earnings. Okay, not half of it would go to his family, half of it would go to the Beit Midrash. One day he went out and there's no work, there's no wood. I don't know what happened. He didn't make money that day, so he couldn't get into the Beit Midrash. The guard said, no, you know, you can't get in. So he went up to the roof. There's like a skylight there, the Gemara says, and he laid down he put his ear on the skylight to listen. He didn't realize that it was snowing that day, and he got covered in snow. He was buried under snow. Shmaya Vavtalon, inside the Beit Midrash, they realized it's like very dark in here. What's going on? They looked up. They see a person in the skylight. They went, they dug him out. It was Shabbat. They're mechalel alav to Shabbat to get him out. And they said, they saw that it was Hillel HaZaken. Yeah? Yeah, no, whatever. He didn't have money, whatever. But I don't exactly remember what the situation was. But they said it was kedai to be mechalel alav to Shabbat. And that day, they fired the guard. No more tuition. No. Everybody gets to come in for free. So he was Ani Marud. So then when he got to be the Nasi, the Gemara says that Hillel's brother, Hillel had a brother Shivna. He says, my dear brother, I want to take part. His brother was very rich. So he says, I want to take part in your Zechuyot Shel HaTorah. So he says, what did he do? He went over to him and he says, I'll give you half of my money. You give me half of your learning. So we'll split it 50-50. And Hillel HaZaken told him a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Says, ay, 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 you're too late, buddy. He says, im iten ish et kol hon beto ba'ahava, boz yavuzu lo. He says, you want to do yisachar zvulun with somebody? When do you do it? When I in the beginning my way, when I was dirt poor, you weren't there for me. Yeah? I needed your help, and that's when I was learning. Now that I was ole li gdula, now that I reached a high position, now you want to partner up with me? It's too late. You can't sell Torah. Torah is not for sale. Torah is not not merchandise that you can sell. Rather, so how does Yisachar Zvulun work? It's a zechut. You're not selling Torah. You're partnering up before that. Anything you gain, will share. But once I gain it, what's the halacha? It's not for sale. Yeah, that's the way it works. Rabotai, so you find yourself to the chachamim, yeshivot, kolelim, people who support Torah study, SBM, kamuvan, engenders Talmud Torah derabim, shtabach shemo. Where do you see? Erev Shabbat, only a few hours before Shabbat, ba'im, limodu lelamed, lishmoa v'la'asot v'kayim. Right, they come, shtabach shemo, the boys come every week, they come to learn, come to lishmoa, divrei Elohim chayim. Ze, davar gadol meod. Ze ani omer beli safek, that if a person wants to donate to SBM, Ma'od zechel machatzit ha-shekel, yotzim behidur. Tagid lahem. Yeah? So it says like this. So that's...
Is that Venmo?
Vadai. Ma yesh bezeh. Venmo is a kesef. You're going to pay for it. You don't just... Yeah? Anyway. People... Venmo, credit card, all these things are more common today than cash. Who walks around with cash anymore? No, especially now during pandemic. They don't want to touch stuff. Yeah? Contactless, everything, either the Venmo and even the credit card machines. First, there was swipe, and then there's no more swipe. Then there's what? You have to insert chip. Now there's not even insert chip. You have to put it next to it. You have to show it, huh? So, Tov, Aval, Rabotai, that's the Ikar over here. We're gonna take. I'm just gonna stop this for a moment and get into the Dvar Torah. Just give me 1 second, Mikey. I do stop. Not leave. Toss it.
You're recording or you weren't recording?
I think, yeah, I was recording.
Is that okay? I have a question or?
Yeah, go ahead. I'm just trying to figure out.
So in the Torah, when it says 20 and over for Machatzit HaShechel, what was...
One second.
Someone's the host.
Who's the host?
Yeah, can I help participants? It's the girl. Moshe.
Moshe?
It says Moshe. You can request host from him, but
Mikey, you're doing it?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, I'm listening. Yossi.
So when they,